Do you know what is one of the frequently asked interview questions? It is, what are your strengths? So imagine you are sitting in an interview and you are asked this question. Now, what will you answer? Do you know what your strengths are? Are your strengths fully recognized in your work? Does your job leverage your strengths at work? You might be thinking that you're not aware of what your strengths are. Don't worry, you're not the only one who feels this way. I hope by the end of this podcast, you will get to know how you can find your strengths. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is detox to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, we will get more clarity as to how we can find our strengths. Because at your job, if your work fails to tap into your greatest strengths, your performance and motivation may suffer along with your career. Yes? On the other hand, when your work is aligned with your talents and interests, you get a boost of confidence and expertise. Right? You can do great work with a sense of meaning. Plus, it not only benefits you, but the people around you as well. Look around and see people who are working on their strengths, playing it to their strengths. Do you know that self-awareness is a strong instrument that can help you apply your strengths at work to different parts of your job, from excelling in your area of expertise to being a strong team player? So, how can you start this self-awareness journey? How? First, listen to what others say you are good at. Other people might have to know your strengths that you might have never noticed about yourself. They might have noticed all those things. So just listen to what others say you are good at. For example, your coworker might say to you, "Hey, you have amazing creativity. I love the way you look at things." Take a moment and internalize this. Observe this. This shows that you are a creative person from someone's perspective. Gather data set. If a lot of people say the same thing, then yes, you're getting validation. Or suppose your manager might say, "You should arrange the meeting and lead the team." This shows that your manager relies on you to arrange meetings and set up conferences, including even planning on your resume. This means that yes, you have management skills. You have those interpersonal skills. You can lead. The best way to know your strengths is to ask a friend or a colleague to spend a few minutes reflecting on what they think are your greatest strengths. Then ask yourself if what they are saying is true or not. This way, you will come a step closer to your strengths. Make sense? Another thing you can do is ask a question to yourself. If you are not required to work for money anymore, what would you do? Ask this question to yourself. Which activity would you be happy doing? Asking this question to yourself will make you get better clarity about where your true interests lie. Look at the things you like to do in and out of work. If you love to speak, try to take part in office discussions or sales opportunities. If you love to write but don't get to explore it in your current position, start an internal blog or newsletter for your department. Do it. It's a great way. Another underrated method of knowing your strengths is observing your day. Yes. How often do we just sit and contemplate how the day went? Not so often, right? But do you know that most of the solutions to our problems lie in our day-to-day ordinary life? Ask yourself, what types of tasks do you most like doing? What are you doing at your desk when the hours seem to just melt away? If the hours you spend examining new tools for your team like fly by, ask for project work where you can explore more tools. Personality tests can also help you to identify the areas where you are already successful. Also, you can identify your aptitude for skills and activities that you don't have experience in. There are many personality tests designed especially for finding workplace strengths that can help you choose a career path that will complement your skills and interests. You can also use your results to learn about how your strengths can complement others in the workplace to build a strong professional network. Isn't that great? Isn't that amazing? So, to recapitulate all the points for you, the first thing you can do is ask people around you. Find your interests, observe your day, and take personality tests. This way, you will be better positioned when it comes to your strengths. I will conclude this podcast with a quote that I recently shared on Twitter. The quote was, "If you are aware of your strengths and weaknesses, congratulations, you are already ahead of your competition." With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to this show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.